Hello, folks. This is Professor Sebastian again, and I'm professor at the Berlin School for Economics and Law in Berlin, also in the so-called Berlin Professional School. And this is about the master course that we offer regarding digital transformation. This time it's in English, obviously. Maybe there are some also of you, of you guys, that are interested in that master course, and I wanted to just give you a quick turnaround what's going on there. So what is this master course about? This master course is, well, presumably if you're here, then you can imagine that digital transformation is one of the key challenges that we are facing nowadays, that will occupy us, or we need to think about this, will make keep us busy in the next decades, perhaps. Yeah. So think about how things happened so quickly. So, for instance, in the early 2000s, when the internet began to rise, then since then it has been an exponential growth in terms of computational power and bandwidth to transfer data, storage. Everything has become much cheaper and much more powerful. I think also, and this has also disrupted many technologies. Think about the simple thing, the iPhone. Yeah, that nowadays everybody is used to use that thing, and it has had a deep impact on our everyday life. So our life has changed. Think about the growth of social media and so on. You see already many of the traditional business cases and so on have been challenged, have been disrupted. Big companies have vanished since then, and so on. So this whole digital transformation, some speak of the next industrial revolution, also has already had a deep impact, and due to this exponential growth will have even more impact. And we haven't even, so we are only at the beginning of understanding what the implications of all this are. For instance, also think about a very popular example, that ChatGPT is in everybody's mind, of course, now also largely in the press. I mean, basically not so much nothing so completely new. However, everybody, even the experts who were deep in artificial intelligence, or many of them, have underestimated this. Yeah, and I mean, this is not general AI or something, some Terminator that will kill each one of us, or this is. But it is really astonishing what these text-based and of course, because it is text-based and we can chat with it, it already gives us the impression, hey, we are talking to a real person or something. This is really impressive, and will also have a huge impact on the job at the end, on the how we work, how we are going to apply all those tools and so on, how this automation will accelerate, and how what kind of impact this has on our jobs and so on. So the mission of this master's course is really to treat this topic of digital transformation holistically, not only from a technology perspective, but also, of course, with a technological focus, okay? But also from, for instance, societal impacts, ethical impacts, and also, this is one. And we have two, I would emphasize two unique selling points, or unique selling propositions, maybe. The first one is it's these are dual studies, which means you have a company in the background that helps you, guides you through the process, so that assists you. That is your partner. So it's not only like a standard course, like in the university, or completely so in presence or something, like you're used to. Maybe some of you, somebody in the audience already knows dual studies from the bachelor's, then you're accustomed to that. However, from the standard dual studies, which has theory phases and practical phases. This is also different. So it, this is an let's say a practical master where the practice phase or the practical the company and the background accompanies the whole studies the whole time. So this gives you gets you in a position where you can directly apply what you have learned in the theory, basically in the lectures, which is also not purely theoretical. It's we do a lot of applications as well. However, of course, always in a like a prototypal manner, and then in the job with a company in the background that has committed then to support you in your studies, you get. You can directly transfer those lessons learned or those learnings into practical application. That is awesome. We are one of the very few who offer this mode of dual studies for master's level and for digital transformation. This is one on USP. And the other is we are research focused, research oriented. So we have really this mission that we are going to prepare you for an academic career as well, or for research. Yeah? So people who have studied at the university find this maybe pretty standard, because a master's desires or aspires to prepare for research. Yeah? This means afterwards, after the master's, you are ready to do your PhD or pursue an academic career. You do not need to necessarily. It's also okay to go back to the industry, of course. Yeah? If you stay in the industry, this will also help you. Because, I mean, doing a research-focused way of tackling problems is a very effective one, right? Yeah, so you have a methodology. You do this objectively, data-driven, for instance. You phrase a hypothesis and then you try to support this, either find supporting evidences or try to falsify that and so on. And this is, helps you also in the job. But also, of course, you get a feeling, is research really the thing I want to pursue? And then you have you're prepared for an academic background, subsequent academic career. And so we will really guide you throughout the semesters. You will learn how to do research. You will write a research paper. You will do a research conference. And at the end, this culminates in a master's paper, of course, a master's thesis, which has the level then of a full publication that is published in a scientific proceeding. And you can also go to a conference and so on. So it's really cool. Yeah. What kind of people are our target group? Because of what I already said, digital transformation, we envision to educate the next generation leaders that will shape the digital transformation in their realm where they work at, so like in their companies or maybe also in the in the governmental area, wherever, because we treat this holistically. So you will be the key, the focal people that will ensure our future. Yeah, in this perspective, of course. And therefore, so if we envision the following two groups who should consider doing this master's. The first one is computer scientists, for instance, who already have a tech background and want to extend their horizon, move to the next step, make the next step ahead and move more into towards management and driving strategic initiatives. And the other part is business experts who have no technological background, but want to move in that direction. Yeah. And so career changes, basically. And both, so it sounds a bit crazy. It sounds like a big challenge, which it is, to not bore out the people who have already a tech background and not frustrate the other ones, right, because they don't have one. But I did the first semester, I did a course which is called Digital Technologies, where we get, so for instance, for the technologists, I gave them much more advanced and challenging tasks. For instance, that go more in the direction of software architecture, designing resilient and secure and scalable applications, web application, for instance, in the cloud. And so architectural patterns also and so on, which they didn't treat as deeply in the bachelor's, for instance. And the others, I gave them, of course, a smooth introduction to all the technologies and enabled them to get a feeling to distinguish between technologies, to recognize the challenges and get a feeling how they are applied, in which use cases you apply which technology and so on. And so basically enable them to work as you could say, like a product manager, for instance. Yeah. And both peer groups, I would say, both groups gave the feedback that they learned a lot. Yeah. So we really managed this to let every group of people from both sides grow, and therefore fill the gap between pure technology and pure business. Yeah. That was really cool. Really cool to see. Also, because we shuffle the groups and ensure that, for instance, more deeply technological people are together with people with less background. Yeah, and I think this is. I just look quickly at the slides here because we also have a slide deck which we usually show during the info session, which is now complete. Yeah. Which we don't do anymore now, but I just want to give you some KPIs at the end, and also anticipate some of the frequently asked questions you may have. So one is the application period ends at July 15th, so not so much time left. You can apply. I'll link below the platform where you can apply. You can also write us emails and so on. And we have a big team that will help you. For instance, a really competent team, really cool people that will help you. For instance, also, if you, for instance, don't have a partner, like you don't have a company that has already committed to partner with you, to support you during your studies, then we will help you to find one. Okay. Or we can also get in contact with your company, maybe. Yeah. And it's also okay, for instance, to apply first by July 15th and then hand in later the CV we will have, but some certificates maybe, or particularly this contract for the supporting partner. You can also hand in this later. There's no problem. But it's key to finish the application or not finish, but to apply by July 15th, and then we will take care of you, and you will get in touch with a team, and they will help you out for that. Yeah, and it's also need to say it's a paid master. Okay, so the total cost sum up to 16,800, which is not too much in the market, to be honest. However, if this sounds a bit deterring at first, maybe. So first, maybe the company helps you to maybe pays it at all, because it's also a win-win situation. Yeah. The company also has many advantages from that, because they get a more educated next generation leader who will shape the digital transformation, right? And also, it's of course an incentive to stay at the company, for instance. But also if you need to pay it by yourself, we offer a lot of accommodations. Like, for instance, you can pay in small slices. We also have financial support and so on. So don't worry about that. Maybe first get in contact with us if you're interested. If what I just explained sounds interesting to you. And interesting to you, and then we'll see, and we'll get you on board. Looking forward to seeing you. All right, see you later.